lot of talk at the moment about energy prices, naturally enough, given how much they have increased. And indeed, a Morning Focus listener got in touch with us yesterday to tell us that they had passed through Limerick at the weekend and were shocked to see so many houses with Christmas trees, lights and candles all lit up, what they described as a willful waste of energy. Now, there were differing views coming in on that from the rest of the Morning Focus listeners. But with all that in mind, let's hear now from Leonard Shanahan from Shanahan Paints, who is urging people to switch to LED lights. Good morning to you, Leonard.
Hi, Alan. Thanks very much. Thanks for having me.
No, thanks very much for coming in. You were listening to the piece yesterday and you got in touch to tell us about the LED lights. You must be given your line of work here in a lot of talk about energy prices because you sell a lot of stuff related to that.
Yes. Yes, people are coming in and we're recommending that they do switch or upgrade their lights to LED. And our manufacturers would be conscious of this as well. And they would have contacted us to say, like, listen, this is the running costs of our lights. And we would have spoke to them when we were at trade shows as well and would have been always a concern of them. So the switch over to LED has really kind of changed how the lights and the cost of usage and energy saving on them. So definitely LED is definitely to be looked at.
Are more and more people becoming aware of this, Leonard, themselves? Maybe people are, with all the talk of energy prices and trying to save money, they're doing their homework, they're Googling and finding out about LED lights, or is it something you're very much having to say to them when they come in? Oh, by the way, do you know LED lights, they cost a lot less and so on, and you're kind of opening their eyes to that.
Yes, that would be right, yeah. So when they come in, they look at maybe kind of recycling or upcycling their old lights and get bulbs to fit them. But we'd be saying, like, LED is the way to move over. And you're correct, they wouldn't really kind of register that there is a nice saving when using LED. So, like, there's just a set of lights there, one particular set of lights, which is 1,000 set of LED lights. And on the side of the box, it gives you an indication of what size of a Christmas tree that fit. So 1,000 would be for around a 7-foot Christmas tree, and that costs 2.5 cents a day to run.
Just 2.5 cents?
A day. Wow. So if you multiply that by your month of September, costs about 75 cents to run that. People may want then more lights on their tree, so then you can get the next size, which is a 1,500 set, and then you can get a 2,000 set. But it doesn't double the cost. It's only just using an extra watt on it, which would probably bring the set then for the month to run probably from 75 cent to around 80 cent. And then your next set would probably be about 85 cent.
But even the initial set, the 1,000 set, I mean, if that does a 7-foot tree, I mean, that would pretty much cater for most people's Christmas trees. You know, that'd be in and around maybe even slightly bigger than the average Christmas tree.
Yeah. And it's just people to be aware that if they're doing something for an elderly person, like putting up their tree, and, you know, to look at the set of lights that's going on the tree, because an LED light, the energy it uses, it focuses on all going into the light, where an old set of lights, like fairy lights and that, the energy would go into a bit in the light, but it also goes into heat. And that, you know, you have energy usage there, which has been wasted, because if you have an old set of lights, I came across to myself, we upgraded on my mother's sets there, going back a few years ago, and when you'd feel them, there'd be heat on them, which should be a health and safety issue as well.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, anything where you can just keep the lights cool at all times, the transformers and that.
Well, for illustrative purposes, Leonard, you very kindly brought in a set of LED lights and more traditional set of chaser lights. And even just before we came back on air, you know, I was feeling the plugs from both of them, and the plug with the LED set is really light.
Really light.
And then the plug with the chaser lights, it felt like a dumbbell from a gym.
Yes, yeah. And that's just extra energy then that's going into that transformer, which is wasted usage. So, and that generates heat. And that's why you pick up the old sets of lights and there would be heat on them. So, and also with the LED lights that are coming there now, they have timers on them. So you can set them to go on for 8 hours, and then they'll go off for 16 hours and they'll come back on. And just to go back, I said that the cost is 75 cent. That's for 8 hours usage each day.
Okay.
So if you set the timer at 4:30, they'll go off at 12:30 at night automatically.
Okay, since you've brought them in, can you kind of give us an example of the difference between them, if you wouldn't mind?
Yeah, so if you look at the sets of the oil lights there, they're all single bulbs.
Yeah, and there's 160 in the chaser lights.
Yes, and there's 1,000 in the other ones. So just roughly looking at running that set would probably only 160 lights would have cost about 250.
Okay.
For the month, where your 1,000 set of LEDs is costing 75 cent.
That's a bit of a difference, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah, and if you had like maybe 3 sets of this around the house, you know, so that's where your cost builds up. It's still relatively cheap to run lights, but like definitely moving to LED has a 33% saving straight away. And it's even when you go into an electrical shop to buy bulbs, first thing they'd say to you is, you know, switch over to LED. So this is the same concept in the Christmas lights.
And so there's 160 in the chaser lights. How many lights are in the LED lights?
1,000.
1,000.
So
you're nearly getting 10 times the amount of lights for a fraction of the cost.
And in LED, again, the focus is going into the light. And it's just pure light, where in the old sets, it's light and heat. Okay. So you're getting more intense light from the LED as well.
Oh, yeah, I was going to ask you that. So, yeah, it's not just as bright, but it is actually brighter. It's more intense.
Yeah. So just to go back, if people are out there and they're doing something for an elderly person, like putting up lights and that, it's just maybe look at the wattage that's on the plug. That it's kind of between around 6 and 15 is kind of what LEDs work at. And it would be the same for outdoor lights as well. So just maybe it'd be worth looking at upgrading the lights, both health and safety wise, and, you know, just usage of energy is definitely down then.
And have you seen more and more people buying LED lights now? Are they outselling traditional chaser lights in your business?
So nearly everything is LED. There would be nearly nothing in all sets of lights. It's just that people are coming in and saying they'd buy a tree, and they'd say, I'm okay, I have lights. But it's just to make them conscious to look at the lights and to make sure that if they're not LED, that they upgrade to LED.
Okay. And even within your own business, have you become more conscious of where you can save on energy? Because, of course, you know, you would have to have a lot of lights on in the business to illustrate how good they are.
Yes, we would. And it's all LED. And even in our own premises, in the lighting of it, outside of Christmas lights, we changed from normal fluorescent tubes over to LED lights in our business in 2017. And we've seen massive reductions in electricity costs and utility bills like that in the business. So it's just people need to just bring that focus into Christmas and into lights. And definitely it's a way to light up the house in some way at a very little cost.
Okay, well, I think that makes sense to all of us if we're looking to save money. LED lights are the way to go. And even, like, you know, LED lights, can they be a replacement for your traditional, like, lights in the house in general?
Well, I wouldn't be familiar with the electrical sides, as in, like, an electrical shop with bulbs and that. Like, even I've changed myself. I've changed everything over to LED and bulbs and that. But just to go back, and the costs that the company have done for us on these, and it's on the rate of 47 cent a unit. So that would bring back in September. And I just recently switched my supplier, so I'm on a 43 cent rate. So they're over and above as well, the running cost rate. Like, so you're probably getting them a little bit cheaper again to run.
Okay,
if you can understand me there, sorry.
Oh, I can, yeah. And look, we all understand saving money, Leonard, because that's what everybody wants to do. So definitely for Christmas anyway, LED lights are the way to go. Leonard Shannon from Shannon's Paints, thank you very much for coming in and for opening our eyes to that as well. I think those of us who don't have LED lights in our Christmas tree will be making a point of going and buying them now.